Cape Talk.
The European Report with Katie MacDonald.
The European Report with Katie MacDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Katie, good morning. How are you doing?
I am very well, surprisingly. I can hear the birds, you know, chirping outside as they wake up. And yeah, looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. How are you?
It's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I was just thinking about, I'm thinking of what you're saying now about the birds. Well, there are times when you're waking up refreshed and they're a welcomed noise, but there are also times when you are late and you wake up and you look outside and you think to yourself, my goodness, they're already singing. They shouldn't be singing at this time. Nonetheless, Katie, let's talk about Germany. I mean, at times where we try to talk about peace, they're talking about extending or, you know, increasing their budget when it comes to the military.
Yeah, well, it's their military spending that they're going to be increasing, and specifically within NATO. So, yeah, look, I mean, you talk about peace and peaceful times, but if you look at what a lot of countries are doing, especially in Europe, and how threatened they feel, and I mentioned, you know, about the French, okay, it's more for discipline reasons, but introducing conscription, and the Swedes reintroducing conscription. So peace abs, question mark. But they're increasing military spending in Germany, and it's been something that I'm sure you've heard Mr. Trump complaining about or tweeting about from the White House, about the disproportionate amount of money that the US contributes to NATO for military spending compared to other countries. And so Germany, essentially Angela Merkel and her defense minister have now committed to increasing their military spending after years of what were essentially cutbacks. And they plan to increase it sort of incrementally. But Merkel has admitted that that's not enough. But if you look at the percentage of gross domestic product other countries spend on their defenses, because it's not just the actual monetary amount, it's how much or what percentage of your GDP you're spending that they sort of judge you by. So they've actually pledged to boost German military spending to 1.5% of GDP by 2024. They're going to commit to achieving what is the NATO target, that's 2%, but that will be at a later date. So essentially, ABS, in monetary terms, by 2019, they will increase their spending by 4 billion euros. So that's 42.9 billion euros. I didn't do the Rand conversion, but it is quite a significant increase. And I do have to tell you, ABS, that when they were talking about this, or committing to this increase, the German defense minister said that Germany could be proud of its contributions to the NATO alliance despite recent, quote, tweets and letters. So, you know, one would think referencing, the little missives that Donald Trump likes to put out when he's rebuking his allies.
I really wonder if perhaps the likes of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have had any influence in that budget increase. Because, I mean, if you're a country like Germany and you're looking at how the world's going now, you'd be sitting there and be like, you know what? We need to also bolster our armed forces. But nonetheless, let's go to Poland. I mean, who are we then as citizens if judges are also defying laws? I do believe that a police.
I know. That was Freudian.
But a Polish Supreme Court judge has defied a law. What's this about?
Okay. Well, as I'm wanting to say, not as simple as it seems. And it's going to be interesting to watch the outcome. So what happened was there was a law passed in Poland recently, and it just came into effect. And it drops the mandatory retirement age of Supreme Court judges from 75 to 60 years. Okay? Sounds simple. But what this is, according to many in Poland, is just a way for the law and justice government, that's the party in control of the government, to stack the court with judges who are more favorable to their right-wing ideology. So what this law would do would force nearly 40% of the current Supreme Court judges to take retirement. And this is not the first kind of foray into manipulating, you know, the Polish judicial system, because they've actually, in inverted commas, taken control of other levels of the judicial system. And many have called this more of a purge of the Supreme Court. So the Chief Justice of their of the court, I'm going to pronounce, Malgorzata Gelsdorf. She essentially showed up for work the day before yesterday, and she just said, no, I'm not going to take this. She's 65 years old, so under the new law, the she would be required to retire. The judges can ask for an extension of the Polish president, but he can also refuse it without giving any reasons why. So, you know, the Chief Justice turned up for work. She said she's not going to give in to the government. She's not going to apply for an extension, you know, the permission to retire at a later age, because she said that's just, you know, being subordinate to the government and that it goes against their constitution. And while this has been happening, there have been protests with thousands of people protesting against this throughout Poland. So she's defying the law, ABS, but law in inverted commas, according to critics. Yeah.
And, looking to the French, I mean, you talk about French butchers meeting with the government to demand protection from vegan activists.
Yeah, I know.
We should not be laughing at this. Okay,
We should not be laughing.
Yeah.
I know, there's a lot of things we shouldn't laugh at, ABS. Okay. But no, the butchers are scared. They're running scared in France because it seems as though, you know, a lot of vegans and animal rights activists and campaigners are just becoming more violent. And this is just what many refer to as the latest chapter in this clash between these campaigners and the French meat industry. So the Butchers' Confederation of France actually had a meeting at the Interior Ministry on Tuesday to, quote, end the impunity enjoyed by hardline vegan activists. And they say that they've been targeting meat vendors. It's been an ongoing campaign of violence and intimidation. You've had butcher shops that have been vandalized and sprayed with fake blood. It's not just those that sell meat. Fishmongers have been targeted. A cheese shop in Lyon last year was spray-painted with the words milk equals murder and milk equals rape. I mean, it's pretty harsh words. And, these ongoing attacks have put the fear into certain vendors of meat and animal products. And the French have always, I mean, they love their meat, or they have loved their meat. I mean, you know, the French have their steaks almost raw. And it's a country where, like most parts of the world, or a lot of parts of the world, eating habits are changing. But they're not liking, and one can understand, the supposed violent activism that's going along with it.
Katie, Now you've just brought up something else. I know you're talking about the French, but let's talk about South Africans. I think there's a very big debate in South Africa, you know, when it comes to a steak. Look. I won't lie. When I was first introduced to the concept of a steak, I mean, I've eaten meat all my life, but the concept of a steak, I was having it well done. I didn't know any better at the time. But I do tend to believe that a steak can be medium. But other than that, if you're having it, okay, medium rare, we're pushing it there, but you can still have it. But anything other than that, you know, you might as well just, you know, not even put the meat on charcoal or whatever. You might as well eat it as you've just slaughtered it. Oh, I know I'm starting a new debate now.
Yeah, and you're actually talking to someone who loves...
No. Don't say it. Don't you say. Just say you like it medium. Say you like it medium, Katie.
Well, my carpaccio's got to be raw, and so does the steak tartare. But who am I? Who am I to say?
No. You know what? You've given us something to talk about now. You've given us something to talk about on the show. Medium.
I hope so.
Medium. I'll work with you on medium. Medium to rare? Okay. Hey, you're pushing it a little bit, but I'll still work with you. Anything other than that, you're bordering now on just being, we're going to talk things about you. Katie, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Abs, and I'm too scared to hang up.
Cheers, cheers. Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Hey, let's talk about steaks.